I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Demonstrators descended on the National Mall in Washington today. These were not hangers-on from last weekend's Women's March on Washington. This was a different gathering, an annual event called the March for Life. It brings together opponents of abortion. This year, the protesters heard for the first time from a sitting vice president, Mike Pence. Among those cheering the VP was anti-abortion protester and doctor Gracie Pozo Christie. We reached her via telephone on the mall as she looked out over the crowd.
It's basically a cross-section of American society. People from all over the country, all the way from practically the West Coast, coming in buses, on airplanes, of all walks of life and all income levels.
Now, I know you were born in Latin America, historically, a very Catholic part of the world. Are Latina Catholics increasingly central to your movement here in the States?
Well, yes, because the United States is becoming more and more Hispanic. It's Hispanics that are having children, and of course the immigration is very big from Hispanic countries. And we are very much traditionally a pro-life culture. We believe in the dignity of life, even a very small and vulnerable life.
I would imagine if Donald Trump's mind was open to migrants, especially people from south of the border, you might have even more marchers with you. Does that contradiction ever occur to you?
Well, of course, there are contradictions. People who are for the dignity of life find contradictions in political parties because we don't always fit perfectly into any category, and we don't expect to fit perfectly into neat political categories. But Mr. Trump is shaking up the equation tremendously, and we are very hopeful from the pro-life position.
Yeah, elaborate, if you would, Dr. Christie, on that Trump shakeup. What has the Trump presidency done to energize your movement?
He reinstated the Mexico City policy, which is very important to Latinos.
Right, the gag order on talking about abortions, yeah.
Also, it's a kind of cultural imperialism from the United States on Latin American countries that don't share the secular values of the United States. There are many countries in Latin America where abortion isn't allowed at all, and that's because the people of the country don't believe in it. That's not part of their culture. So the pressure that the United States places on these countries to align themselves with American values is a kind of imperialism that Latin Americans resist and resent.
Yeah. On Tuesday, President Trump signed that executive order, and the photo of him in the room surrounded by a half dozen men, all white, just ricocheted around the Internet. Did that photo strike you in any particular way, the lack of diversity?
People talk a lot about diversity on the left, and they're talking about color of skin, and me as a person who is a darker color, I am more...
I'm talking about gender diversity. They were all men. Making a decision about women.
We don't see that way. We believe that good ideas come from men and women. And as long as the idea is good, we don't care who's promoting it. We are free and open that way.
The fact that there wasn't a single woman in the room didn't bother you?
Not at all. The pro-life movement is a largely feminine movement. You probably don't know that because you don't hang out maybe with pro-lifers and you don't go to marches and you don't go to pregnancy centers that are manned entirely by volunteer women who are concerned for other women in crisis.
So if you wouldn't mind, I interrupted when you were talking about women of a darker skin color not being represented in that room. Pick up on that thought if you would, please.
I was saying that as a person who is not lily white, I believe that what's more important than racial diversity and sex diversity is intellectual diversity and philosophical diversity. And I believe that Mr. Trump is going to offer people of different kinds of ideology a space in the national conversation. And that's much more important to me than the color of the person's skin or his gender who's standing by Mr. Trump.
Dr. Gracie Pozo Christie speaking with us from the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.